When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justina.
And Geneva. Hello friends, we're here. Life after lockup.
Justina.
The collapse of Brittany and Marcelino is hard for me to watch. I think it's real.
I don't believe it. Oh. You think it's fake? I will get into it. I have a question for you first, though.
Yeah.
My husband and 7-year-old son are berating me. I should have made a TikTok about it. The passion in our car. Warner's turning out to be a real passionate. He should be a politician. Well, I don't know if that's good, but maybe if Bernie Sanders is really that nice. Sorry, real fast. Do you think Bernie Sanders is a nice guy or do you think he's nuts?
Oh, I think he would be like curmudgeonly. I don't think he'd be like nice if he ran into him, but I think he's not a dick. He's just
What do you think of this Beto O'Rourke?
Oh, I like Beto.
Beto. Okay. Listen to my accent. Could he become president? He seems like he could be a good president.
That was the wave he was on, like pre-Biden, and he shit the bed during the primary. Like it really went left. But
why?
He was supposed to be the future. And he kind of lost steam.
He's kind of
really
hot.
Like completely fell off, and now he's kind of back.
Why.
I think if he wins, yeah.
Is that the road? You become that. And thirdly,
usually,
do you think that Mark Cuban could ever become president?
Trump. What's the
road
now?
I think Mark Cuban would be a good president. My mom and I were watching Shark Tank. I'm like, Mark Cuban for fucking president. All right. My mom and I both want to blow Mark Cuban. Oh, he's the best. Okay. Secondly, this is the real question, not if Mark Cuban is sexy or not, because that's unanimous. All right. Is fish meat?
No, fish is its own category.
Love you, baby. Warner and so you rev my engines even more.
What?
Holy shit. Tyler is coming home from the grocery store and him and Warner are up my ass. He says that it's a religious thing, that it only religious people believe that fish is not meat and that they've brain. And
what?
That when you go on and you Google is fish meat, it technically says that fish is meat because it's a skeletal tissue of something. But it gets into a whole
fish.
Thing. But I'm like, no, fish is fish. Fish is not meat.
Fish is fish. Meat is a thing, right? Like
eating but
the
fish
meat
is
of
not
a fish.
Meat.
But it's not
ask
in
Dorian
the meat
this.
Category.
No, right. But the internet,
seafood
the internet
and meat are two different things.
That's what I think, too. But Tyler and I'm going to make a TikTok about this then because you make me feel less stupid.
There's people
that's
who
what
are
I
pescatarians.
Said. That's what I said.
Who would eat that, but still
and
consider
then when you
themselves
Google it,
as not eating meat.
It kind of goes against what we say and that they say only religious people think that. And I don't believe that. Fish is fish. No. Fish is not meat.
If
so
I
now
eat shrimp, I'm going to be sitting there. I'm going to go, Dorian, you want meat for dinner? If I say if you want meat for dinner, it means
it's
one thing.
Chicken.
Steak.
And then it says something. Right.
Like, yeah, it's not. No.
And snake is a snake is snake, but then it's like chick. I don't know. So it's a good debate. I mean, I'm on your side.
All right, we could be in the minority. Let's see what the public thinks.
Please let us know. Is fish meat? Please, I need to know. Yeah. I need to know as bad as Mark Anthony. Please.
Third, I have a second TV recommendation.
Oh, okay.
For
okay.
you that I think you will like, but you have another.
All right.
You
thank you.
First.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you think this is stupid? just because I thought of Mark Anthony. Was Mark Anthony or A-Rod a better fit for J-Lo?
Great question.
Like, we know these people. Who gives a shit?
I would say Mark Anthony.
I do. I've said that
A-Rod, I wish they would have stayed together. If her and Mark Anthony had stayed together, but he's dating like a 17-year-old now.
And they have kids.
Super young.
All right.
Last random thing. Did you see how Leonardo DiCaprio broke up with his girlfriend, and then the internet is like, anytime somebody turns 25, he like dumps them?
He's a creep.
But I also like, why can't he just want to date young women and not be in a serious relationship and not have kids? Like, why do we have to be up somebody's ass? Who cares?
Yeah, I don't care, but
I don't have a problem with it.
It's veering into the, you like Leonardo DiCaprio.
You're almost 50, but you know,
I like him. But that's the world he lives in.
Greatest
I'll give him credit. He loves the earth. So I will always give him credit
loves
on
the
that.
Earth. Yes, absolutely. He's, yeah.
You know, 25 is 25. If you got money and you're a movie star, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Right.
He likes that young vagina before it's ripped out from a baby's cranium coming out.
Exactly. The show is on Hulu. It's called Welcome to Wrexham. And it's about Ryan Reynolds and a guy from It's Sunny in Philadelphia, who you'll probably know.
Oh yeah, Mac.
A football club.
I should watch that. Oh,
you would actually like it because it's kind of sweet, like Ted Lasso. Like, it's following this little town that has this
anything.
Team.
I think it's
and
Max.
Ryan Reynolds and him are Mac. Funny together.
Why have we not watched? It's Mac. You need to watch it. Have you ever watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I haven't.
Oh my god, it's my favorite TV show of all time. Hands down.
Wow.
I mean, you have to put your politically correct hat off when you watch it. Nowadays, it's better, but when you watch it from, it's like watching Cruel Intentions.
Yeah,
they said some crazy shit, but me and Tyler, there's no show that makes me, it's why me and Tyler are together.
Wow.
It's the reason. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
oh my God, Mac,
yeah,
I will watch
like
this. I will watch it 100%.
There's 200%.
Thank you.
We've
I will watch
them all, and it's very
we will
fun.
Watch it tonight.
Yeah, you'll like it.
Mac is this guy, Mac. Is the best person. I could die and go to heaven. I would give one of my children's lives. If there's a robo, Mac might win. He is so good. And it's always funny. It's Sunny in Philadelphia. Oh my God.
He's
little
hilarious.
Danny DeVito.
In the show.
He's hilarious, like, all around.
Some's are
oh no,
wins,
this is
some's are losses.
Exactly what I'm looking for in life.
Yeah. You'll like it. And he's like, this phone call's like,
Tyler,
like the two of them.
Hey, listen, Geneva says it's not me. Motherfucker. We got the poll up.
I like how I'm like the voice of God too. Or something. Like, my opinion matters.
He's upset. Right. Tyler's upset.
Oh, well.
He says it's not. I'm not correct. Back to this. This makes me like Ryan Reynolds again, that he would pick Mac as a business partner. That's how much I respect Mac.
I actually,
Mac is
made,
a
it's brought
genius.
Me back around on him, the show. Yeah, you'll like it. So watch it. Report. Back.
I will watch it 100%.
Okay. All right. Great.
Watch It's right, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It. I don't know if you need to watch from the first season, but if you're ever bored and need a laugh, it's wild.
All right.
Wild.
All right. Let's get into Love After Lockup.
Real crazy life. Episode to begin, guys. Sorry.
I know. Let's start with Brittany and Marcelino. So you think it's fake, huh?
I think they're vibes. Both pieces of fucking shit. I think they're acting in a way, but also I don't. Tell me why it's real.
I guess like when the producers came into the room and it's all dark and like the chick's naked running into the bed. And like, I believe she stayed the night there, didn't get in contact with them. Like, that did not seem staged to me. That looked like a room that was wrecked.
I do too.
They had just gotten there. They were sleeping there. It's 2:30 PM. Like, I buy that. I also
crackhead behavior. Like, you're a mom. You can't do that.
The thing is like, I think Mauricio and the kid Mauricio
I was going
and
with
the kids
it.
Were like the stabilizing force for her, and this kind of behavior starting with the tattoo from the tattoo on is like dangerous, like kind of I'm on my way back to jail behavior that makes me very nervous for her, because this is not healthy choices. Even
I know
if
it's real,
like, right,
I don't
like, and I guess like then
I
him driving around
be.
In the car. And then he's crying. I just kind of bought him being like, I feel like this marriage,
I bought
like
her
we're hanging out by a thread. I don't know.
But the way that he's acting, he's the one that's pushing her out the door. Just tell her. And if you're so level-headed and so mature, tell her that it bothered you how she acted during the threesome. And then you guys can actually work on it. He's acting like a little baby, disappearing at night, hanging up on her, making her think he's cheating on her. And then somehow the this producer that looks like Britney from behind, or the mom. I'm always like, is it the mom or Britney showing up? If hunts him down, sees him pumping gas, and then he's the way he acts is so dramatic. I just want to punch him in the face. He makes me angry. Number two, how does she know? Then these kids involved. If she was at the house, or if she was at wherever she was,
yeah.
If she never got back in touch with Marcelino, did the mom say that Marcelino got home to be with the kids so that she could just disappear and go have sex with her friend in the bathtub? It sounded like
that is what it sounded like. It seemed very irresponsible. We don't see. So maybe they communicated by text or something. And like, she knew regardless. It's like, just
shame on both of them.
Casually the next day, laying in bed, like not in a rush, like go home
naked
and see your kids
in bed. That's so cheating. Like, woman or
abandoned?
Man.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. It's just, it makes me overall
in the kids.
If it's fake, it's a sad choice for them. If it's real, it's devastating because I was really rooting for them.
It could be real. And then the best friend, it almost seems staged to me too, but that could be real. But Britney crying in the car did seem real. Again, with the housewives, they say if these women are acting, they're great actresses. Right. Like, I don't think Britney and Marcelino could. Marcelino puts it on so heavy that he seems like he could be acting.
Yeah.
But Britney seemed more, I don't know. I really can't. Yeah. And her saying that she's in the bathtub with her friend, they're obviously doing stuff. And that's not cheating. Yeah. That's cheating, Britney.
Well, then she was like, well, in my opinion, you know, last night the rings came off, the promises were broken. It's like, you're married. This isn't a 15-year-old high school relationship where you're like, we broke up, the promise ring's in the trash. It's like, this is a real shit. What
are
we
doing? 15 kids.
They got a ton of kids. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. If it's real, honestly, it makes me very sad because I thought they were going to.
And he sent her a dick pic? Yeah, is that serious?
I love her. Like, I asked him for dick pics when I was in jail.
Is Marcelino really sending out that to Cracky?
Maybe.
That girl's a bad person.
Yeah, terrible person. Terrible. Just sitting.
She's always been
shit.
In love with Britney. She's been trying to rip apart their family.
If I got a single text from anyone's husband or partner, I'm immediately sending it to them and being like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Like, how do you not do that? It's insane. Even if you hooked up, you got to be like, hey, Britney, he texted me. This is weird. Last time we were all together, you know?
Right. And then they showed up to plan her birthday.
Right. So weird.
I don't know. It's the whole thing was just really unsettling. And her spending the night and not addressing the kids the whole next day is what's bothered me the most, more than any of his behavior.
Me too.
The motherly instincts make me want to get home and get to my kids to make sure that they're okay. Not sit there and disappear on them.
It's weird.
That's what makes me the most uneasy.
All right. As we talk about unsettling.
These dumb producers, It just seemed weird.
Yeah. Nothing is more unsettling to me than Destiny pregnant, just recklessly going. Like, I am so uncomfortable watching her pregnant drive around in this pickup truck with her last $2 getting on a flight. And she's like so delusional. She truly believes that she's going to get money out of him. It's insane the way she's talking. Like,
she's a dangerous
person.
She's
about to be a mom. She's so dangerous.
She seems like the type of mom that's going to be asleep in the car, cracked out, and the kids in the back seat, and people come across her in the Walmart parking lot, passed out while she's asleep, and then the poor kid ends up seriously in custody.
It's so bad.
She should not. All these pregnant moms, this is not pregnant love after lockup. Stop it. I can't handle it. I really can't.
I mean, her, when she was talking to the mom on the phone, and mom's like, dude, I mean, you might not get any money. What are you like? Everybody's like, what are you thinking? And she's just barreling along, like, and pregnancy says, I don't feel good. It's like, what?
Oh,
is
and she was
happening?
In the car. It seemed like she was going to give birth in the car.
Yeah. It's like, ugh.
That was so uncomfortable. I'm going to Ohio. My question is, if she's got a whole camera crew following her And then they're just sneakingly knowing they're filming all this, knowing that they're and filming Sean.
That's why producers are like, it's like crazy devil's business
playground.
It
my
is
God.
The devil's work. Yeah, literally.
Jeez, she's nuts though. I can't believe she's pregnant.
No, she's nuts. Like when the mom was like, God, if you have to get out of state, I love also like when people describe like traveling as getting out of state. If you get out of state and I got to buy your fucking ticket back here, I'm going to be pissed. It's like, how, like you, again, you were about to have another life to care for and you're making these reckless, insane decisions. When her friend was like, your baby could use this money, you know, like the money you're spending on the ticket.
Do you have to have a like, real ID to travel out of state now? Is that correct?
No, not yet.
To fly?
It's, next, I think it's this October, maybe not this October, like next March.
I didn't think so. Someone from my notary, the people are like, yeah, I'm flying to Florida and we have to have the real ID. Oh, I wasn't going to argue with them, but like, I don't think so yet.
Yeah, not yet.
She seemed like she was pretty sure.
Yeah, oh, she was wrong.
Destiny's garbage, and yeah. I can't believe that they're just filming her doing this.
No, I mean. What did you think of Sean's son? That was interesting.
Seems so.
He's like
normal.
A normal person.
Can you imagine you go on a date with him? I say he looked like Jimmy Garoppolo. Can you imagine you go on a date with him and then his parents are these two crackies? Kelly, I used to give more credit until she showed up at that wedding. I used to give her more level headedness.
I mean, just when he was like, you know. Often we become either the product of our parents or you become the opposite. It's like, bro, you're the opposite of Sean right here. It's just
seems normal. Seems like it works at a corporation.
Very normal. Yeah. Seems like
isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Credit to Kelly, I guess, for raising these kids. Yeah. She looks just as young as him. She looks young.
She does. Oh, I just hope. I like really am hoping not for their happiness just because I don't want to see it. Like I'm at the point where like Destiny makes me so uncomfortable. I don't want to see her roll up to this wedding. Like,
no.
I don't care. I'm not involved, but it makes me uncomfortable. Like I don't.
They shouldn't allow this. She's dangerous. No. And she's pregnant.
Pregnant. Pregnant.
And she will fight pregnant. That's the scary part.
Oh, she would do anything pregnant. She'd fight somebody. She'd attack.
She
someone.
Would smoke
she'd do
pregnant.
Anything. Yeah. It's. Just the disregard for, I sound like at the 1800s, for her condition. But you know what I mean? Like, there's just, like, the lack of care around her entire life is just, like, this is such a bad move.
It's really unsettling. All these pregnancies are really unsettling. Sean drinking the juice box.
Yeah.
If you don't have kids around, you don't need a juice box.
I have to say, though. Nothing better than a good juice box. Not the shit juice boxes they have nowadays where it's like 50% water.
The apple
and it
juice
tastes
is
terrible.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. I love a
Capri Sun. Oh, I'm not a Capri Sun person.
No?
It tastes nasty. I just don't like them.
Oh, interesting. I love a Capri Sun.
Oh, okay. What flavor? Maybe grape.
I don't even really. Oh, God, never grape. Any but grape.
Like a fruit punch, a lemonade. Yeah. I would. Yeah. Oh, I'd rather drink my own piss. But yeah.
All right, let's move to an entertaining one for me personally, which is Deontay and Lindsay. The
pathetic. This seems staged to me.
You think
they're together, but I feel like it's the producers kind of did love connection or something.
I think the part that is real. Is Deontay blowing her up the second he leaves? Like that's real.
It.
That needy
thing.
Like pathetic behavior. That's 100% him. Like he's texting her immediately, just trying to get her to remember the dick with all the emojis and the like. It's just like oh God.
I like Deontay.
I feel bad for him because I feel like mentally he's not. There where everybody
he's
else
being
is.
Taken advantage of. The fact that his credit's worse than hers is mind-blowing.
Not worse, 150 points.
That's crazy. She's getting houses. Crazy. He can't even get crazy. A boat.
I love him just calling immediately. I'm sad as fuck. Like he was gonna
now
cry.
There's pictures of her kissing that guy.
Oh really? Okay.
Yes.
So he was right. He was right to be concerned.
He is cracky. I've said the crack six times already today, but it fits.
Yeah.
She loaded up some pictures on her Instagram. Look at her Instagram real quick, if you can. I need you to see these pictures of her. They're from her graduating college. Then she said that she was trying to work and she did cocaine after she graduated college. And that's when she first.
Oh, wow. So she was on the straight and narrow till 22 and then started dealing drugs.
Her thing is simply SIMPLY_LINZY. And she's got her daughter and everything. And,
oh, there you go.
And then she said that she tried cocaine and then she got addicted and then she lost it all. So she really, wow. I pictured her to be a troubled teen, a teenage dirtbag, as they say. But wow. She wasn't.
Oh, she's 1 year sober. Good for
her. Yeah, she looks healthy. Good. I know. And look at her daughter. I really hope she can make it.
Okay.
Maybe she can. I have more hope for her now that we know that this wasn't like a 12-year-old thing.
Right. Yeah.
Like maybe she just made a bad choice and it's only been like 8 years of her life that she has a lot of life left to live.
She seems pretty deep in the game, but
she does.
Okay.
Hopefully for the daughter's sake. Daughter looks so sweet. How does she keep her from getting that crazy accent that Lindsay has?
We'll see.
Oh boy.
Oh god. All right. Let's see here. Chaz and Branwyn. This was great. Do you think that she resigned to doing this, or what was going to happen here?
I feel like he was kind of saying to her without saying to her, "You better do you something to me sexually, or I'm not giving you money." It kind of felt like a shakedown.
There did seem to be a low key, I'm going to lay my dick on the table and tell you what's what kind of situation. And somehow she kind of fell in line. Like she went to the hotel and next thing you know, she's giving him
It seemed like he's going to stay there and she could tell that he meant business. And it's either like he sent her a text or some way telling her, "I'm cutting you off if you don't do something to my penis before I get on this airplane."
You might be right. Yeah,
because she couldn't even, he was rubbing her shoulders and she looked so skeeved out.
The fact that like he's a sick fuck because he brought her into that place. She's doing her Spanish one freshman year homework, whatever. The gato is dirty, whatever.
What is she in school for? Did they ever say?
No, but I mean, she's in like liberal Spanish arts. So it's great.
I mean, what's happening?
I don't know. But like, the fact that he told her you could come do the homework and then she sat there and he's like predatorially like staring at her and making comments and then rubbing her back, like just disgusting. Creep me the fuck out.
You
I
look
did not
sexy.
Like it at all. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It seemed very predatory.
Hugging her from behind, like pretty much choking her, essentially saying, "Bitch, it's time to go in the room and like,
yeah,
let me get my money back." I don't know.
It's
I didn't
nice,
like it at all.
It's a guy who acts like all squeaky clean. He's blackmailing her somehow. She does not want to do that.
And him saying like, "Daddy's going to have his good time" when he gets in there. Ew.
There's something shady there. It seemed real forced.
Yeah.
And that she was scared she's going to lose something. So she didn't say anything either. Something weird.
Don't like it. It creeps
He's
me
a scumbag.
Out.
Yeah.
And I don't feel there's not often that I like have felt bad for her. But in that situation, it did feel like there was a deal made that we
there was something weird about it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Even like when he's like he calls her, "You know, I'm staying one more night." She's like, "Are you like serious?" I was like, "Oh, that's a reaction."
She thought she got rid of him. And it doesn't seem like she's involved with the other boyfriend, the ex-boyfriend. It seems like she was just trying to go to freaking school.
Yeah.
What a troubled person. It's sad.
Yeah, it is. Really is. A lot of these people are like, it's a like we say, dark undertone here.
God.
Who else we got? Oh God.
Oh.
Yeah. What?
I loved. I'm back on the train with Brittany and Ray.
Oh, you
Brittany
are?
Made
Why?
Me laugh when she was like, "I'm 30 years old. Why would my dad?" She just snapped like, "You are not ruining this marriage for me, daddy." I just thought it was funny the way she reacted.
Her level of delusion about like her own life is
comedic to me when she was like, I want like a full orchestra, an open bar, steak and fish, all the stops. It's like, what's happening here? And then on the flip side, Ray in his turtlenecks calmly like, I have $140,000 in debt. And it's like,
poor guy. I wonder how he afforded a ring.
You never get out of that kind of debt.
No,
you never do.
That's like poor doctors.
In his
people
situation,
are complaining especially. That they, and they probably make too much. The world, how dare you give somebody 10 grand? God, it's crazy. They were hilarious, though. Her talking to her dad was funny. She cracked
me up. You're ruining my dream and my life. You know, she kind of reminds me of like Cher and Clueless. Like,
yes,
like we're really, it's like, Daddy,
she is so girly.
Yeah,
she is. I liked her this week. She cracked me up. And it seemed like her and Ray are in a good relationship, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Ray seems happy. Like maybe it's blown up out of proportion.
A really nice guy likes kind of a crazy chick. And
yeah,
it just is what it is. And everybody goes, I don't know how he does it. And it's just like, it works, you know?
Right.
So it might be one of those situations.
She cracked me up, though.
Yeah.
I think Ray will prove the family wrong. He seems really nice.
He really does. Well-intentioned. Somebody put up a tweet that was like, I am from Houston and I can say definitively that there is never a reason to wear a turtleneck. That was funny. I thought he looked great, though. He had a nice, little, nice little vibe to him.
They look like a nice put-together couple. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We TV should pay for their wedding.
God. All right. On the darker
funny
side
though.
Of things.
So funny.
Let's go to Taylor and Chance. She's probably definitely pregnant.
Ugh, I hate
I don't
people.
Know how I'm, this is possible, but like the pregnant. Dresses, the dresses she tried on, like her skin tone in the dress was like the same. Like there was like this ashen grayish, like, I don't know.
She
like,
looks so cracked out.
She does not look healthy to me.
No.
At all.
Take a pregnancy test. You already have two kids you can't take care of. You do not. Oh, God, it makes me angry. These people.
I just don't get like the idea of I'm late and then just sitting there late and doing nothing. Like, take a fucking test. That's what they're there for. Why are you just
I'm gaining weight and then my period's gone. Could.
It's like, come on.
Yeah, either she's
go
lying
to the gas
or...
station. You and puppy can get a 2-for-1. Let's get this shit done.
So how many people are freaking pregnant maybe on the show? Taylor, Puppy, right.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Destiny.
And Destiny. God.
Pregnant
and
after lockup is what it should
God.
Be called. Too many.
That's one
Too
I'm
many.
Not watching.
Can you imagine if they did like a newborn version?
Oh my God. And there's no
so
way
out.
Destiny would turn her life around.
No. She is a deeply... like
just lock
scary
her back up
person she should be a lifer, honestly. It's only a matter of time. The delusion of thinking that she's a from somebody who has no money is going to get money, but b that somehow she's owed money is like, what? It just makes 50K. No sense. 50K, unbelievable. I don't know, is
and
that
then,
everybody
Taylor
I have to,
and Chance
oh, Kevin.
Do not need a kid buying those stupid that truck and the rims. You were not responsible enough for a baby.
And you know what? Sorry. You don't need a wedding dress.
No.
This is a waste of money as well. Let's go to the courthouse, especially if you're pregnant. Let's just go to the courthouse and keep it
put
moving.
A sheet on, wear a toga.
Sheet. All right. Last but not
Kevin's
least is
mom.
Kevin and Tiffany. Kevin's mom. I love Kevin's mom.
She's great.
Very, very rude, though, to roll in and not say hello.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tiffany's trash.
That's insane. Imagine that. The first time you're meeting somebody they're supposedly like in love with and you just ignore their mother.
I love the mom thinks that Kayla, is that her name? Kayla's like, well, she really
she
likes
loves Kayla. and I love
Kayla
the mom shade.
And Kevin are a match.
Yes, absolutely. And they just need to find random chicks that want to hook up with both of them. It sounds like she's probably down too. And when the mom was like, don't trust Tiffany as far as I could throw her, and that's not very far. It's like, oh, the shade.
Is that Fez a fat shame?
Yeah, I think so.
It is. It was. Okay. Doing. That's what
yeah, I. Like I could barely lift her kind of thing.
Deontay's mom.
Falling out her own strength.
And her and his mom are great.
God. Yeah. She. I just and love.
Didn't he just have sex? Woman. Is that the same day that he had yeah, sex with Kayla? The then day. The mom well, came over. Then Tiffany? Or it might
you
be chopped
because he's always in a wife beater. So it could yeah. be any day.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, just that I think Kevin, I don't know, Kevin has found a way to be surrounded by these like crazy women.
Dominant
who
women,
all
yeah.
kind of like somehow, even his mom is like, you're a piece of shit and I'm going to like yeah. defend you, you know? I don't know. He's got a charm to him.
He does. His mom is that great. Red,
I feel like his house is like, if... I just like, I don't know if you noticed, there's like this massive DVD collection and then like his red and black.
It's 1995
like
his, in there.
Yeah. It's like, it's just so like a time
cigarette
warp.
Smoke. Yeah.
Yes. Like you could see yeah. you've been in a guy's house that looks exactly like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah.
At one point.
He's
in
the
life.
90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great. Really I wish we could flashback.
Speaking of the 90s, if anyone understands NFTs, which I do not, just try it. Kid wanted to listen to What's My Name, Snoop Dogg. Snoop uh-huh. Doggy from the Doggy Style album. Freaking Death Row Records is like taking albums off Spotify for NFTs, which I don't understand how an album, like I thought an NFT was like one thing that you buy. But anyways, they're taking off a bunch of old classic like Snoop and Dre off Spotify for NFTs. I gotta look into it. I don't understand.
Huh.
But it's
maybe
gone.
Because
you
then
listen
you
to it.
You then you'd have to buy the NFT to be able to play it in your,
I guess.
What's it called? The Mega World or I forget what it's called.
No idea.
What's the world that Facebook is making where we're going to be able to transport
meta
world.
Thing.
And then metaverse. And then you,
I don't understand.
Then you probably can play it in there or whatever. And then, or maybe it's an excuse to get it off Spotify too or something. They're not making it.
Weird.
I wonder about music though. Right.
But thanks, Death Row. I had a huge tantrum yesterday because he was like, not this song.
Yeah, soon like, he's going to be cussing. It. You're going to be like,
oh, yeah, yeah. No, I try to play the edited version. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vernon, I got
go
it. I got to really. He's such a little. He's got a potty mouth.
We were in Target the other day and he dropped something and he was like, oh, fuck. I was like, don't
good. I'm glad
say
you said that.
And don't say that here. Come on.
We were driving by the beach today in the car and he's like, I want to go to the fucking beach. That's what he said. I'm like, and Tyler looked at me and I couldn't stop laughing. And I have to not laugh. And Tyler's like, this is your fault, Justine.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, and I don't remember the other kids cussing like this. So oh, either he's just full of spit and vinegar, but. It makes
last
me feel
random.
Better because I know you're a good parent.
Oh, I have a terrible mouth, as you know. My last random comment was that our friend DJ was complaining about how his sheets were dirty and like his dryer is broken. I said, just go to the laundromat with all your laundry and like get it done. And he's like, the laundromat is like only for sketchy people. And I said, that is not
the
true.
The laundromat is heaven.
And then I said, Justine goes all the time. He's like, that's exactly what I'm saying. I said, shut up.
Hey, you got to find a clean laundromat. You can't think about it, but it does. It cleans clothes. You know, there's people freaking cleaning clothes in wells, dying. Yeah. They would die for a freaking laundromat. Yeah. Plus, I grew up. He's too privileged. He's just a spoiled kid.
Way
you know?
Too privileged. Yeah. He would never enter one.
He should go to a fluff and fold like Jerry Seinfeld, drop his clothes off. They wash it, fold it, bada bing, bada boom. You pick it
That's
up.
That's what Dorian used to do before we lived together. He'd go to Fluff and Fold.
Dorian knows how to live. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
That is the right thing to do. But with washer and dryers, like for all these blankets and stuff.
That's what I'm saying. For all
the
stuff you have to wash, there's no, yeah.
I spend all day.
You'd be doing laundry for 12
hours. I haven't gone in a while.
Not even including folding. Like
I was going like every other once a month, really, to catch up. But it's exhausting too. Yeah. Get like 10,000 steps and go in there. But for the amount of laundry a single guy must have, you shouldn't be doing laundry.
No.
Or he should find a woman.
Get his life together. Yeah. Find himself a lady. All right, guys.
Or have his mom do it.
I know.
Be like Vinny.
Yeah. All right, guys, we'll be back before we know it. We love you.